And it's sports time here on KETE. A good Monday morning. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Let's start with prep girls hockey on Saturday. Albert Lea, our Tigers, back in action. They hosted Gentry Academy, a very good team that finished as state runners-up in Class A last year. Gentry Academy beat Albert Lea 14-0. Gentry Academy, they outshot Albert Lea 51-4 in the matchup. Tigers fall to 1-2-1 in the season. They're going to travel to Austin to take on their rivals, the Packers, tomorrow night at 7:15. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. Prep Bowl is set for this weekend. Here are your matchups. The day after Thanksgiving on Friday in the Class A Championship, Mineota will take on Mayor Lutheran. That game will start at 10. At 1 o'clock, Chatfield against West Central Ashby in the Class AA Championship. At 4 p.m., Casson Manorville. They're going to battle Hutchinson in the Class 4A Championship. And at 7 o'clock on Friday, Maple Grove versus Lakeville South for the title in Class 6A. And then Prep Bowl on Saturday. Three more games. Let's start with a 10 a.m. game. Nine-man championship. Leroy Ostrander will take on Fertile Beltrami. Class 3A championship at 1 p.m. Plainview Elgin Millville against Nassau Cokato. And the final game of the prep bowl on Saturday, Class 5A, 4 o'clock kickoff, Mankato West against Matamidi. Minnesota, the Vikings, they made sure that Aaron Rodgers did not touch the football last as Greg Joseph made a 29-yard field goal as time expired. And the Vikings, they find a way to beat their rivals 34-31 yesterday. Again, Greg Joseph, 29-yard field goal as time expired, and the Vikes beat the Packers. The game you heard on Kate last night, Steven Stamkos scored the lone shootout goal while Brian Elliott stopped three shootout shots as Tampa Bay beat our Minnesota Wild last night in Tampa by the score of 5-4. Wild now 11-6-1 in the season. They're going to travel to New Jersey coming up on Wednesday night. The Minnesota Timberwolves coming off a thrash of Memphis on Saturday night. They beat the Grizzlies, if you missed it, 138-95 at Target Center. Minnesota's at New Orleans tonight to take on the Pelicans. Minnesota 7-9, New Orleans 3-15. We'll have that game for you right here on KETE with your pregame around 6:30. The Golden Gopher football team got a much-needed win on Saturday. They beat Indiana on the road 35-14. Gophers will wrap up the regular season on Saturday at home at Huntington Bank Stadium. Battle for the Axe. Gophers in Wisconsin. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Pregame at 1 right here on Kate. Let's recap the NFL from yesterday. Tyrod Taylor ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 107 yards. Houston snapped the NFL's longest active skid as they beat Tennessee 22-13. Jonathan Taylor set a franchise record. He scored 5 touchdowns. The Colts, they routed the Buffalo Bills 41-15. Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran for 63 yards and a touchdown in his return from injured reserve. Chiefs over the Cowboys 19-9. Colt McCoy was outstanding, filling in for Kyler Murray. He threw for 328 yards and 2 touchdowns. Arizona beat Seattle 23-13. Justin Herbert threw a 53-yard touchdown pass to Mike Williams with 2:17 remaining, and the Chargers held off the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football 41-37. Jalen Hurts ran for 3 touchdowns. Darius Slay returned an interception for a score as Philadelphia beat New Orleans 40-29. Washington spoiled Cam Newton's return to Bank of America Stadium in North Carolina as they beat the Panthers 27-21. Devontae Freeman scored on a 3-yard run with just 22 seconds remaining. AFC North leading Baltimore. The Ravens beat the Bears 16-13. Nick Chubb caught a touchdown pass and ran for 130 yards as the Cleveland Browns held on to avoid a season-wrecking upset, and they kept Detroit winless in a sloppy 13-10 victory over the Lions. Joe Mixon rushed for 123 yards and scored 2 touchdowns. Cincinnati beats the Las Vegas Raiders 32-13. Miami, they beat the Jets 24-17. Dolphins have won 3 games in a row. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 2 touchdown passes for the 3rd consecutive week. And San Francisco, they dominated Jacksonville 30-10 for their 3rd win in 4 games. That's who the Vikings get on Sunday. They will be in San Francisco. In the NBA, LeBron James was ejected early in the 3rd quarter after drawing blood by hitting Isaiah Stewart in the face, leaving Antonio Davis and Russell Westbrook to rally the Lakers to a 121-116 win over Detroit. Now, James and Stewart were tangled up while boxing out for a rebound. James' left elbow and hand appeared to make contact with Stewart above the neck, sending him into a bloody rage. Detroit center had to be held back more than once, keeping him separated from the NBA superstar. Stewart was also ejected. And also on this check of sports, Florida has fired coach Dan Mullen a day after his sixth loss in 9 games. Now, the move comes 2 months after the Gators went toe-to-toe with defending national champion Alabama and a year after they had a chance to make the college football playoff. And that's Check of Sports here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm.